Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Yes, God so loved the world as to give the only begotten one, that whoever believes may not die, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that through him the world may be saved. Whoever believes in the only begotten avoids judgment, but whoever does not believe is judged already for not believing in the name of the only begotten of God, the good news of salvation. This solemnity of the Holy Trinity is one of the liturgies, cycles, that all of the presiders do rock, paper, scissors to see who needs to do it, you know? So it's like, who's going to deal with the Trinity? So the first thing I wanted to do is invite you to look at the banner behind me. So that banner was put up last week, obviously, for Pentecost. But it also represents the cross and the dynamic nature of that love of God. So where that cross comes together in the center is where the dance happens, where we are connected to the three persons of the Trinity. Over the years, I'm sure you've heard many different descriptions to help our minds to try to figure out, you know, what this might look like, the three-leaf clover and water being water and ice and steam. And I was trying to think of an atom. You know, if you guys studied that in science, you know, you've got protons and neutrons and then electrons spinning all around. Have I got that right? Yeah? So protons and neutrons form the nucleus, right? And then the electrons spin around. So that would work as well as any of those descriptions, right? In terms of trying to explain something that is inexplainable. The only thing we know for sure is that it's love. And that God is relationship. God isn't just a person, a God, a top-down. God is relationship. God is three in one. God is oneing. God is calling us to wholeness. God is all the time, everything and everywhere in an immensity that we can't even imagine. In the reading from John, and when he talks about if you don't believe in the Son of God, then you're judged. And I did some research on that this week. And judged doesn't mean judged, like on a balanced scale. In that context, it's like with our kids when there are consequences if you do X, Y, or Z. So if you don't believe in God, then you've made a choice, and that, therefore, is what happens in your life. And you're open to God, and God never stops loving you. You just live not in that place. And so there's no up, down, good, bad. It's just us together. And God loves us all with great mercy and kindness. And so I think when I looked at the Trinity this week, it's knowing that it's community. It's knowing that not one way can describe God. It's knowing that God is creator. It's knowing that Jesus came to be human and divine with us. It's knowing that the Spirit's been here all along, reaching out to us and guiding us and leading us, and we're never alone. And that just fills my heart, because it's not one thing or another thing, it's all of those things. So I found a great story from Ken Canedo, and he writes a lot of our music. He said there's a legend about St. Augustine, the great philosopher and theologian who served as bishop of Hippo in northern Africa. He was very preoccupied with the Most Holy Trinity, and he wanted to thoroughly understand this doctrine so he could explain it logically in his writings and to his people. One day, while walking along the seashore in deep thought, he came upon a little child on the beach. The child had dug a hole in the sand and was running to the sea with a little cup, filling her cup with seawater, running back and emptying it into the hole. Back and forth she went, filling her cup and pouring the seawater into the hole. Augustine was amused, and he finally approached her and said, "Little child, what are you doing?" And she replied, "I'm trying to empty the sea into this hole." Augustine smiled and said, "How do you think you could empty the immense ocean into that small hole with your tiny cup?" She answered back, "And how do you suppose that you and your small head, you can comprehend the immensity of God?" Whereupon she vanished from his sight. The point of this charming story is that the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is far too complex to be explained concisely in a Sunday homily or liturgy. Instead of concentrating on explaining the how, let us simply celebrate the why. Even for God, love is expressed as relationship, the eternal love of Creator, Son, and Spirit. Since we are created in God's image, every relationship of ours is an opportunity to reflect God's love with our spouses, our families, our friends, our communities. Such a grace and privilege. Such a responsibility, especially since Jesus commissions us to invite others into this family. So I'd like you just to sit with that image of relationship for a minute, knowing that there's no one outside the relationship. Everyone is included, every single one. When we looked at those images from the astronauts to Earth, and every time I look at that image, there is only one Earth. And we're all together, and there is only one. Father Gregory Boyle says, "None of us are healed until all of us are healed." We're born from love, and always invited to love. The incarnation gives flesh to God. Then we live and participate in whole making. W-H-O-L-E. Whole making. Divine love. We seek out the transcendent, inclusive, and life-giving impulse within all of us. And we are born for this. So as we go forward this week with Trinity, not in our minds so much, but in our hearts and souls, how might you include? How might you invite? How might we reach out? Not in judgment, but reach out in compassion and oneing with each other, knowing that each of us has a story to tell. Each of us comes with our own stuff, and yet we are one. Many of you know that we had the privilege of presiding at my grandson's wedding this weekend. And one of the readings that Luke chose was from Ruth, and describing her conversation with Naomi. "Whither thou goest, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Where you live, I'll live. Where you die, I'll be buried with you." And that's not a spousal relationship. That's an agape love relationship, to say we're in this together. And we are. So how do we put that on. And that's what the second reading said. Shirke. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Encourage one another. Live in harmony and peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. The Trinity. All love, all the time. Important today that we say the creed, and again it's on the white piece of paper, because this says what we believe. You can stay seated if you want to, I don't care. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that's seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary.